guest of the day, Mix 94.7 KMCH. Jeannie Domeyer is here. Hello, Jeannie Domeyer.
Good morning.
I see you more often than I see my own family anymore.
You know, it's been a lot lately,
it's
Justin.
It's been a lot. I feel like I should take up residence and put a cot somewhere up in the pavilion.
You know.
The way the last couple weeks have been.
You probably could get your own little blankie and just hang out there during the week. Save the commute time.
Yeah. Less deer would be hit that way.
Less deer would be hit.
Yeah, this is the first time I've told the story. I hit a deer on the way in this morning.
Yeah.
But I came up because I knew we had business to get to today.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You know, take one for the team.
Yeah.
That's a true sign of a stellar man.
Right? No, my mortgage makes it necessary. No, I'm kidding. All right, let's get right down to it. You have news. It is 8:10. Do you want me to hit the button and make it official? Or do you have like a big lead-in you want to do for this?
You know, the only thing I want to say, Justin, is it's not every day that the Delaware County Fair brings a Grammy Award-winning singer in.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
All right.
Singing my song right on track, I'm chugging along. I'm here and gone like yesterday, rolling like an old freight train. Never going out of style. I was thinking while the sun is sinking low, we could go all night. Never going out of style in my Chevy, wearing shiny pearl snaps. We sang a few gospel hymns, and then the soldier played taps. I bet he's walking with Pete.
That's a lineup, Jeannie Domeyer.
That's two for one.
That's two for one. You should charge double for that.
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
Yeah. Carly Pierce.
Carly Pierce.
Aaron Watson.
With special guest Aaron Watson.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you say to these guys, hey, we want you to come up do the fair, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to come to Manchester.
Absolutely, because we're on the map.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. No, Carly Pierce is... she's pretty exciting, you know. We have had Carly Pierce picked for a very long time, and you know, I tell people this. I think sometimes they think I'm stalling them, but we have to have permission to release.
Yeah,
we can't just decide, okay, we have it done. We have to wait on their permission. Mm-hmm. So we've been waiting a while to get this all put together and done. But so I've known for a very long time that she's coming. And when she won the Grammy with Ashley McBride, I think late January,
February. January.
I'm like, this is outstanding, and I can't tell
us. So you knew back then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And I couldn't tell a single soul.
And you're sitting at home. You don't even tell the family.
No, I do not tell my family.
Like, Mom, why are you giggling? Yeah. I don't know. I just had bad cheese.
Yeah. Nope. I don't. I tell as few people as I can, because I feel like that way, if it does get out, then they can't blame the people that I like.
Yep.
And so
I knew Saturday.
Yes.
You told me Saturday.
Yep.
So I could,
we could
prepare
get ready.
Stuff.
Yep.
Nobody from these lips heard.
That a boy.
So
that a boy.
That's my rule.
Yeah.
You tell me. Your secret is safe with me.
That's good.
So let's talk about tickets.
Yeah. So tickets are going to go on sale right away this Saturday, March 11th at 9 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
Like always, you can get them right from your home, DelawareCOFair.com. And there'll be party pit tickets for $60 and track tickets for $50.
Nice. So just to recap, all the concerts are set now.
Correct.
There's no other announcements coming from us, surprises.
Well, you know, we haven't pushed it out there real far, but the Christian concert is set as well.
Okay.
We have Josh Baldwin coming in for the Christian concert. And so, yes, all the concerts
all
are set.
I have no more secrets I have to keep.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, good.
Not from the fair.
Not
from the fair, yes.
So to recap it, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
No, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
Thank you.
Christian
I knew I
wasn't. Christian concert on Wednesday.
Yep.
REO Speedwagon. Thursday. Or as some young person asked me the other day, who is this Rio people?
Who's Rio?
Yep. Yep. Who is Rio? Rio's coming in on Thursday. And Friday night will be Carly Pierce with Aaron Watson.
DelawareCOFair.com. Yep. The brand new DelawareCOFair.com. The brand new logo.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Absolutely. Did I tell you Carly Pierce's song is at number 5 this week?
No. Which one? Usually you have a chart back here.
Yeah.
Look at you've got copious. Prepare more for this show than I do. And I host it.
So number 5, what he didn't do. So we're keeping fingers crossed for a number 1 hit. What do you think? That would be cool. A nice little cap off in the next couple weeks.
That would
weeks.
Be awesome. And then the guy's telling you, Aaron Watson, I knew a few of his songs too.
Yeah. So
up and comer. So.
He's what they call a red dirt country guy. And so if you're familiar with Cody Johnson, little fellow named Cody Johnson, he kind of came up through that red dirt. And it's kind of this little cult-like following, especially down in the more southern
states. They play a lot
of
rodeos. That's how it all starts out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they get a lot of play like on Sirius Radio and Spotify and stuff like that. And they don't get a lot of mainstream attention until they get bigger, like Cody Johnson. And I knew who Cody Johnson was, I think, for years before the mainstream knew who Cody Johnson was, just because, you know, I kind of follow that stuff, but really didn't know that he would work because the mainstream really didn't know who he was. And so I had a lot of like college kids saying, you should get Kojo, you should get Kojo. And, and most people are saying, who the heck is Kojo?
That sounds like a Stephen King movie or something like that.
Exactly. And so, and then all of a sudden, you know, he hits the mainstream and he just skyrockets. And now he's had how many number one hits? And now we, you know, can't afford him.
Now he's out of the budget. So
that's right.
This one you got at a perfect time.
We did.
Because you imagine a year from now?
We did.
Ooh.
And so I think Carly Pierce is going to be the next knockout. You know, one thing we didn't mention is Ashley McBride and Carly Pierce have this Grammy together. They are the first female duet ever in the history of the Grammys to win a Grammy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Now you think about it. So Grammys are not just country. That's that's all genres. Think about the number of amazing female artists that have come up through in the last how many decades.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they are the first female duet to actually win a Grammy.
Because I think of Reba McEntire.
Right.
The song she did, you know, the duet.
With Linda Davis or whatever.
Linda
Davis. That was a huge song.
And that didn't get a Grammy.
No.
I learned something new.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So just a really good song. I think she's a great artist. Left her house when she was 16 because she wanted to go play music, and her mom and dad said no. And she said, yes, I will.
And now look at her.
And now look at her. And
you can see her.
Yeah,
you can see her this summer, Friday night, at the Delaware County Fair.
July 14th.
July 4th. Thank you. I can remember the date. Figure you'd jump right in there. Always good to see you, Jeannie.
Thanks for
coming
having
in. If you want, take the keys to the car. Take it to your favorite body shop and just tell them to put it on our tab here at KMC.
Okay, you got it.
Details, DelawareCOFair.com. We're going to talk about St. Patrick's Day shenanigans when we come back.